Agenda item seven. You should probably be the one to say that, I guess.
I believe we're ready to move forward to agenda item seven.
Okay. So, what we want to do here is review and possibly take action. Well, we need to take action today. So we got good direction on where to go, in the tech memo and where to move forward with the next steps in planning. The approach to looking at how these changes are going to affect things is that we use the total availability from what we just showed you and the current round of planning. And then we use the assigned supplies and water management strategies from the last planning cycle, because we don't have final needs and strategies for this cycle yet. So we went back to the last cycle. We're doing comparisons on availability versus what was in the last plan for strategies and assigned supplies. And we're seeing where issues pop up with these changes in availability as we go through that process. We're going to do it by aquifer, starting with Brazos River alluvium. And I'll take a little bit more time on this first table just so you can kind of follow along. The first line is basically just the total availability. Again, we've got county and basin numbers. So if we just take the first few lines here, we've got the Brazos Basin, Brazos County, and you can see the total availability on the top line. Again, these are the assigned supplies from the last round of planning, and then water management strategies. And then we go through and do that for Milam County, Brazos Basin, and then Robertson County, Brazos Basin. And so what we can see on that last line, and we've highlighted it red, is that we've got assigned supplies greater than total availability in this round of planning. Now these are, you know, again, from the last round of planning, but it gives us an indication of where we might be heading with and what we need to do on recommendations. For this particular case, we're recommending that we reduce assigned supplies in Robertson County. So we'll move through aquifer by aquifer. Please stop me, or those online, raise your hand, or whatever we need to do if you've got specific questions. Let me stop there and just on Brazos River and see if anybody has questions about what you're looking at or our process for highlighting these potential issues. Hearing none, we'll move on to Carrizo Wilcox. This is actually going to take two slides, but essentially what you see on this first slide, if we go to sort of the middle, is that you see the red areas popping up, and they pop up in different decades. Those numbers basically indicate that availabilities are smaller than what we've assigned from the last plan and what the water management strategies were. And so, again, we've got, all those highlighted to the degree that we can at this stage of planning. That's the first page highlighting the Carrizo Wilcox. Here's the second page on page 12. And so for the Carrizo Wilcox, we told you at the last committee meeting, Limestone County in GMA 12, there was basically just an oversight as to how that pumping made or did not make its way into the mag run. And so there was a big change in the mag. There was such a big change that it's not really appropriate to fix that with a mag peak factor. Mag peak factors, as you may recall, are meant to overcome smaller shortages that generally are sort of paper shortages. This is obviously an oversight in the joint planning process, but we don't feel like it's appropriate to use a mag peak factor. And I think TWDB had commented that was correct too there. Obviously the mag needs to be fixed in the next round of GMA 12 planning. Need to consider assigning mag to existing supplies as best we can. And what that's going to be, we're just going to end up with shortages. and unmet needs potentially for municipalities, and we'll put in alternate strategies. So our recommendation there, and obviously open for comment on this, but to proportionally reduce assigned supplies to those needs in Limestone County that are, you know, coming out of this limestone or the shortage from the Carrizo-Wilcox. And then, you know, designating all Brazos Falls, Limestone County water management strategies as alternate strategies. We will, you know, add a lot of descriptive language in chapter 3 and potentially chapter 5 where we need to make sure that it's clear in the plan and then in the text of the plan that the this was a you know, joint planning oversight, and that that's the reason we've got alternative strategies and unmet needs here. Let me stop and ask if there's any questions there.
Well, I mean, there's no groundwater district there. They're obviously able to produce as much water as they need from their current well fields. So that is something that we hope that they would comment on during the next round of joint planning and GMA 12. We beat this horse so many times about some of the challenges on paper. Go ahead.
Agreed.
Anyone else? Okay. Please proceed.
Moving on to Queen City. Again, here we're recommended proportionally reducing assigned supplies. Sparta, two pages for Sparta. Again, recommend proportionally reducing supplies and designating the Williamson County Groundwater South option as an alternative strategy due to insufficient supplies in those aquifers. Any questions or comments?
So making it an alternative strategy means we have to come up with a primary strategy in its place.
That will depend.
It depends on what the numbers come out.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Which we don't know yet.
The one thing we do know is that we can't have a recommended strategy that goes above the MAC.
Correct.
At least groundwater wise.
Yeah. And there may be details that change with this strategy as we work through that process.
Right.
And that'd be all those we've already talked about.
Yes.
Right. Everything. But what we wouldn't want to do is have to develop a recommended strategy that they really wouldn't do. Right? Because then it's just going to be infeasible and we'd have to take it out. So instead, we would probably leave it as an unmet need and have this alternative strategy recognize and a lot of qualitative language that recognizes what the real issue that's going on about what our bounds are for regional planning process, right, our rules versus the real world.
Those are some of the things we need to start to not just develop, but utilize more often so that we give a better picture back to the board about the things
that's
that
have to be language.
And the board is very forgiving and allowing of the regional planning groups to include language to qualify and characterize precisely what's going on. So I think that there's quite a bit of latitude there that we can, as we're bringing the chapters to you guys, mm-hmm, we're going to be adding things like that.
Well, that feedback is going to be very important. So.
Yeah. So the Limestone County, I mean, they're aware of the issue, correct? Water Revenue Board.
The board is.
Yeah.
We've talked.
Okay. Thank you.
Moving on to the Trinity. Kathy, you can see there in Johnson County, we've got some shortages there. And two pages for Trinity. And again, recommendation is to reduce those assigned supplies and then include alternative strategies where there's insufficient supply. Yeah, with Jackson. Again, the Williamson County Groundwater South option, make that an alternative strategy due to insufficient supplies. And that sort of sums up a brief review of where we feel like there may be some issues and wanted to run those recommendations by you and see if there's any issues.
So if there's insufficient supply, what options are there other than designating that as an alternative strategy? I mean, why would you even?
It would be if we speak with them, we speak with the WUGs, once we've identified the needs mm-hmm. and know the precise magnitudes of the needs. If they were to say something like, well, our plan is to build a pipeline. If their plan is to build a pipeline, we want to develop a strategy and evaluate that potential strategy is potentially feasible and run it through our process. If their answer is, no, we intend on building a well, then we're not allowed in the regional planning process. If we're hitting up against the MAG,
yeah.
the planning group cannot make a recommendation right. that exceeds the MAG for a recommended strategy.
Correct.
Well, what you can do is say, this is an alternative strategy. You can wax poetic on all the reasons why, you know, what the MAG is and how the MAG is different than what maybe the real world and what conservation district is in that neck of the woods and what they do and the permitting capabilities that are there, and qualify the heck out of that alternative strategy and then leave it as an unmet need. Now, you could always come up with a different strategy and recommend it if, for example, if the WUG, you know, we might do this, then we might have a recommended strategy in there. But if their answer is no, our entire plan is this, then we would leave it as an unmet need and have an alternative strategy that is very much qualified language around it, such that if they needed funding assistance in the future, that they'd have plenty of language that they could point at in the plan that qualifies this alternative strategy.
It gives them a foundation for talking to the board and other folks that might be concerned about their unmet municipal need. No one likes to have those in the plan,
right?
But it gives them places to point in the text of the plan to cover that.
And understanding that formation, and I mean, it's just a tight formation. It mm-hmm. you know, I was sitting there thinking about that the other day, even as designating it as an alternative. I got to tell you, I don't think that makes a lot of sense anyway. I just don't think the water's there. I don't think you can develop wells that produce that much water unless you want a lot of them. I mean, it's just not.
Well, let's
realistic.
Let's have a little conversation about what that probably looks like. Tony, maybe you've been through this, but if there's an alternative strategy, then there has to be an amendment to the plan to make that a recommended strategy. And there's a whole process for that. And so I believe, Gary, that when that were to move forward, the board would say, well, if we're going to fund this, we need to know the water's there. And they would probably bring in all of the appropriate voices, GCDs and otherwise, to, you know, address that issue.
Yeah, I was
but we're still just doing it. We're still just dealing with paper. I mean, we're not actually telling Williamson County, guys, there's no way this works. You got to find something else. And to me, that's where this has to go. Anyway.
That might have came up in the scope of work committee too.
Good. I kind of trusted that it was. Anyway.
But how do you make that alternative strategy a strategy if it still goes against the MAG? You were talking about the funding, then how do we move it up?
Well, in theory, a GMA can meet and go through the joint planning process and change their DFC and their MAG
long time
process. It sort of evolved into a 5-year planning process, but in theory, that would be an option.
Right.
Next, Tony, anything else? They would need to bring forward more technical work.
They would have their consultants bringing information in, or themselves bringing information in, or the GCDs bringing information in that could solidify what the available whatever data that they might be able to bring to bear. But by us putting it as an alternative strategy, it does. You're right. It still allows for that process to occur if they can bring the information and the science to bear to the board. It basically, we don't propose precluding that process from occurring.
But it's not, I'll be at the next meeting and ask y'all to do this thing either.
No, no.
Yeah, that ship done turn that fast.
No, no. But it doesn't stop it cold either by putting in as
right, an alternative. Right, right. And that, I mean, if an entity's, and I agree with Gary, we're not sending maybe the correct message. And it's not always easy for us to send the correct message because of the constraints, some of the constraints we're under. But also, I feel that if there is an entity that says, yes, that is our plan, it's hard for me to tell them no, even if I don't agree with it.
So has an entity chosen this as their plan?
I don't know. See, I don't know.
Yeah. If they have.
Or has it in, you know, their master plan or whatever, yeah. You know.
I mean, it's just a tight formation, not a lot of water. If you get a 100-gallon minute well down there, you got something to write home about. They're just, and there aren't many of those. I can only think of one.
And I believe there'll probably be more room for these types of conversations as we look at strategies and review those strategies and really drill down on details later.
Well, I mean, that's just my thoughts on recommending this as any kind of a strategy.
Well, what I was going to ask, Tony, do you need a formal from them recommendation to carry it forward?
That would be good.
Yes.
Yes.
What y'all just proposed. Yeah, these take as a recommendation to the group.
Yeah. So that concludes our presentation on agenda item 7.
I guess I would say one thing.
Yeah.
In these proportional reductions that we're talking about, that's consistent with how it was done in the previous cycle. And I don't know that we'd said that before. I just want
to talk more about it later, but you're right. It's a good time to mention it now that would be across the board. All water user groups would be proportionally cut.
And that would be, make sure I draft my question correctly. That proportionate for those water users for that, whether there was a surplus or a negative, it would still be proportionate. Is that correct?
For negative, we will have a reduction. If there's a surplus, we may not have a reduction.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yes, it does.
So what we're specifically focusing on here right now is just the negative.
All right. And even if you allow this as an alternative strategy, it still goes against the books as an unmet need.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it's not the strategy.
And the reason why you don't have the numbers here is because we haven't done all the needs.
No, I get that. I mean, it's a chicken and an egg. We've chosen to put one of the two in place now and see which one comes later and how it gets here. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it kind of gives them some direction.
Right.
Yes.
To me, the big thing here is it needs to show up somewhere as an unmet.
Yes.
Yeah. This.
Well, if it's an alternative strategy, we'll have no choice but to show it as an
unmet. Right. Okay. Any other question or thoughts or discussion from any of the committee members?
Jennifer.
Yeah, thanks. So were there unmet needs in the previous cycles?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, all across the board.
Okay. And then there was the mention that Limestone County doesn't have a groundwater conservation district. So, so there's no limitations or permits on their pumping. So if there's a user group in there and they show that they want to use groundwater as their water management strategy, and we're showing that we don't have it, and so we have to call it an alternative strategy, can they just tell us good day and go on with their, you know,
yes,
whatever they, okay.
Yeah, and we can, again, those kind of realities, we can absolutely acknowledge those in our text that goes along with our alternative strategy to be very clear And I mean, the board kind of allows for that to qualify where when there's not a district that, yeah, for planning purposes, we're making this an alternative strategy. The reality is this particular entity might be able to go forward and develop a well without a groundwater conservation district there.
And so the only place where this, to me at least, I'm maybe oversimplifying, the only place where these discussions really matter is when you're applying for SWIFT funding. Right. That's where you have to be able to show that your production is under a MAG amount, and there's no restrictions on them from a practical aspect. They can acquire property, drill another well, and put it online and continue to grow as long as it's available to them from that aquifer, because they're not regulated in any other way. So, okay. All right. Any other questions? Thank you, Jennifer. That was good to highlight that. All right. So I'm assuming you guys would like some action on agenda item 7 so that we can take it to the February 13th Region G meeting. Am I correct?
Yes.
And your recommendation is that we...
For the aquifer shown here and discussed today, the information as presented, that the committee recommends that the technical consultant's recommendations be adopted and carried forward for the planning group's consideration.
All right, there's your recommendation, committee. Is there anyone that would like to make a motion to that effect? I have a motion from Patrick Wagner to take the information that's been prepared by our consultants, recommend it to the group. Do I have a second?
Second.
Dale Adams beat you to the draw, Kathy. That was close, but Dale Adams second. Any further discussion? All right, I'm not hearing any further discussion. Then I will call for a vote. All in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, I saw a wave from Jennifer. All right, so anyone opposed? All right, then I believe that we have 5 ayes and no one opposition. Have we had, let me go back here, Jim Briggs or Judge Felton, have you joined yet? I haven't seen him come on, but I don't want to miss checking. Okay.